From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're about to get an update on democracy, or the lack of it, both at home and abroad. We'll start in Russia, which held a parliamentary election today. Early results show the United Russia Party, which backs President Vladimir Putin, headed for a landslide win over the opposition communists and small pro-Western parties. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
In an election where the results seemed predetermined, there were fears that many voters would simply stay home. So officials used novel methods to get out the vote. In this working-class Moscow precinct, poll workers wooed voters by piping loud music into the snowy streets. Throughout the campaign, United Russia officials made nebulous promises of stability. Party chairman Boris Gryzlov came the closest to spelling out a party platform. Who can object to the tasks which the president has put forward and which our party is ready to carry out? An end to poverty, spurring economic growth, and creating a strong army, Gryzlov told one campaign rally. Nikolai Petrov of the Moscow Carnegie Center says United Russia doesn't really have a cohesive ideology.
They do not have any ideology, but they have strong discipline. They are very centralized. They are subordinated to the center and so on.
United Russia is a movement built around Putin's personality, although Putin is not formally a member. Together with the president, let's choose a United Russia, said the party's slick TV commercials. United Russia's candidates flatly refused to debate their opponents. They said that would be like a team of professional hockey stars squaring off against a schoolyard team. But that didn't matter to voters like 49-year-old Alexander Povera. There is stability in the country, and that is the most important thing, Povera said outside a polling station. Putin's United Russia Party no doubt benefited from Russia's growing economy. But it also had a huge advantage over its rivals, the Kremlin's massive control over major media outlets. State TV heaped praise on United Russia and relentlessly heaped dirt on opposition parties or just ignored them altogether. That earned criticism from international observers. Robert Berry is deputy head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's monitoring mission.
The message is that the state-run media are not even-handed in their news coverage of the campaign. Are these violations of the electoral law? We believe they are.
Opposition parties also charged their supporters were threatened with losing their government jobs and that state resources were diverted to promote pro-Kremlin candidates. Professor Michael McFaul of Stanford University, a respected American expert on Russia, says the election campaign fell short of democratic norms. But McFaul says Putin and United Russia tapped into what many voters want after the uncertainty that followed the collapse of Soviet rule.
Therefore, they're not demanding free and fair elections. They're not demanding that parties say specifically what they're doing. They're just happy that there's not going to be another revolution after this election.
United Russia and smaller parties it can count on for support were heading for winning well over half of the 450 seats in the lower house of parliament, the State Duma. When all votes are counted, Kremlin-friendly parties may even approach a two-thirds working majority. That would allow them to adopt sweeping changes to the Russian constitution, including allowing President Putin to serve a third term. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.